We are learning Maseches Yuma, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Pei Vav Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, the middle of the line. The Gemara says like this: Mefarsimim es hachanofim pnei chilul Hashem. We publicize the Rishonim, the people who do not good things, because chilul Hashem. And Rashi explains what's the chilul Hashem, because these people look like tzaddikim. And then people see they do things wrong, and they learn from them. Oh, so they can do that, I can do that also. So therefore, it's a chil Hashem when we publicize that these people are not just big tzaddikim like you think. They're wicked people, really. And another thing Rashi points out, that when they get tzaras, people say, oh, look, this tzaddik getting tzaras. So we publicize, no, this guy's not such a big tzaddik, and therefore, he's getting the tzaras. How do you know this? From a pasuk, Shnema, v'shuv tzaddik v'tzidkoi v'asa avel, if a tzaddik becomes a rasha of nasati michshol lefanav. What we'll do is, Hashem will do, we'll put a michshol in front of him, and everyone will find out that he's really a rasha. Sounds like a Gemara, you can't just say lashon hara about him. It just means that Hashem will work out that he'll become a person, will become public, that he's a rasha, because Hashem will bring a chait in front of him that's a revealed chait, and people will see it, and therefore, it'll become public that he's not really such a big tzaddik. Tshuvas ha-mechlotim, ma'akeves ha-peronius. A tshuva of a rasha is ma'akev the peronius. Even the tshuva of a rasha has the koyach to stop peronius. Even though there's a gzardin of a certain bad thing to happen, a tshuva of a rishon could stop that. Tshuva has the koyach to stop a gzardin. Shavas rishon soifet tekala. If a rasha has it too easy, it's not a good thing. It'll be at the call at the end. And Rashi explains what's the reason. Because since he's so relaxed, he has more time to think of more averis. Like the Chavis of Ava says, that's why Hashem made such an idea of a shtadlus to work, is because if someone, this is even a tzaddik, if someone has too much time, he has a bigger chance to do chait. So imagine a Rosho has a lot of time on his hands. That's Sefer Tekalah. Vaha Roshos Mekaberes Es Baileha. Roshos is Rabbanis, authority. It's Mekaberes Es Baileha. All it does is bury the person who does this. Like Rashi brings a raya from a pasuk, says, "V'yomas Yosef tchila v'achkal echav." See, Yosef, who had the authority, he died before all the brothers. Being in a place of authority is not a good thing for you. Orim nichlas la v'orim yotzav mena. And exactly, the title is not clear, but it seems like we're saying you don't really get any money from being an authority. You can have a good job without that. There's nothing to gain from being in a place of authority. And halavai should come out without doing a chait. When someone has a power, it's much easier to do a chait. And halavai, he should be able to make it through without any chait. And the Gemara gives an example of a certain type of authority where you don't get money and it's not good for you. Rav, Kavanofik Lemaitin Dina, when Rav went out to Din Taira to be a dayan, Omahachi say to himself like this, V'tzavu nafshe lektal nafik, I'm going with my own will to kill myself. Why? Because like Rashi says, that Rashi is printed on top of the Pezayan Ralph, that someone who does a mistake in Din, when he's a dayan, when he's a judge, he makes a mistake, then he gets a big oynish. So he says, I'm going into this thing, mamish, to get punished for it. If I make a mistake, I get punished for it. V'reikim l'beis Oslo. I'm not making any money off this. You don't take money to be a dayin. L'vai shtei bi'a kitziya. And l'vai, I should come out of chait. I should be out of chait. I skipped one word here. But tzvu beis elesu of it. He's not doing the will of his house. He's not making any money. He's going out to the din Torah. He's putting himself into danger of getting an oynish, and he's not even making money on it. He's not even doing the will of his household. He's not making any money. And halavai should come out without doing any chait. Rava said the same thing. Rava kavanofik ladino. We went to the entire amahaki. You say like this, but tzvu nafsh like tala nafik. He's going in his own will, his rasan atzmai lektala to get oynish, to get punished. But tzvu beis less whoav. He's not doing the will of his household. But reikal beis also is coming back empty handed. V'levai shtei biyaki yitzia. And halavai, his when coming should be in the same level when he leaves. It means he should not be moisif, add on any averis to his ledger. And Rabbi used to see a big crowd following him. He didn't want to feel haughty. So Omar, he should say this pasuk to himself. If a person's kavod reaches the sky, reaches the clouds, kegaloi lenetzach yoved, one day he's going to be lost like his excrement. His followers will say, where are you? One day he's going to be dead also. He says this to himself to take away his gaiva. Rav Zutra came a kasle v'shavas to Regila. Rashi explains Rav Zutra was an older person, and he used to bring him into the shir. They used to carry him on a chair. So because if he walked through everyone, he walked very slow. Everyone had to stand the whole time. So what it was, his gabayim brought him in with on a chair through everyone. That's a shikol kavod. But he didn't want to feel this kavod. So Rav Zutra came a makasle v'shavas to Regila. When they carried him into the shir on Shabbos regel, which pashtus means that they used to give 30 days before the Yom Tov, every Shabbos they had a big shir, a halacha about the Yom Tov, so that's Shabbos the regila. So they brought him in, everyone was there. Hava'ama, he said to himself, Kiloil Olam Chaisin, the power won't be forever. Bim Nezah Dar V'Dar, is my crown going to be forever? He said to himself, it's possible that, you know, Lamaisa, one day he's going to be 6 feet under, like they say, and he's not going to be on the, you're not going to be with the same kavod. The pasuk says like this: Se'es pnei rasha. The pasuk says that se'es pnei rasha lo yitayv, to give kapara or for rasha sometimes, or means doesn't really kapara. It means to not have a einish in this world sometimes for rasha is not good for him. Lo yitayv lehem l'rishayim shenoyis lehem panu ba'olam hazeh. It's not good for rishayim if Hashem, it doesn't give him the einish in this world. Where's an example for that? Lo yitayv lel Achav shenosh lo yipanu ba'olam hazeh. Achav was a terrible rasha, but when he heard that he's going to have tzaris, he put on a sackcloth and he fasted, and because of that, he pushed off the peronius that was going to happen to him, to his kingdom, to his children. Shneimar, it says in the pasuk that it says Ya'an that ki nichna beponai, since Achav belittle himself in front of Hashem, he was machnia himself. Only in his children, Hashem said, "I'll bring the ra on his children, not on him." And what happened because of that? Mashal explains, because he had it easier in his life, he had more time to lose all his olam haba, and that was the end of the game. Taka, he lost his olam haba because he had too much shalva, too much peace to do more averis. So therefore, it would have been better for him if he would have the tzaras in his life. And at least would have had kapara, maybe would have had some olam haba. And the end of that pasuk says, "Lahatos tzaddik b'mishpat," which means toiv lahem letzaddikim she'ein oslam panu ba'olam hazeh. It's toiv for the tzaddik to have mishpat in this world. Toiv lo Moshe shleinos lo panu ba'olam hazeh. It was good for Moshe Rabbeinu that Hashem wasn't meichel him in this world on his avera of memeriva and let him go into Eretz Yisrael, let him live longer, because then he would have lost some of his haba. Shenema yan lo iman to be like the shein. Iha ilu iman tembi adayin ligizman liftam in ha'olam. He really wasn't ready to die. But because of the chait of memeriva, he died. But Hashem could have said, you know what, I'll give you a little bit of kapara, and then the next world you get a little einus for that. No. It was much for tzaddik, the ikker schar for a person is in the next world. That's the ikker dveikus, that's the ikker thing a person waits for, is the dveikus by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which happens in Gan Eden. Ashreim le tzaddikim, loy dayin shein zoykim. Another thing about tzaddikim is, loy dayin shein zoykin, not only are they zeicher to have schar because of their mitzvahs, they are mezaka with their mitzvahs, their children, their grandchildren, are safe called theirs forever and ever. What's the example of this? Shekama bottom hoy lel Aaron, shirun lisar. Really, all four children of Aaron HaKohen were supposed to be get a einish being burnt, like another avi, like another avi. Means the laws of some also supposed to be killed. Shenema hanisarim. It says in the pasuk that Moshe told, "V'dava Moshe al Aaron vel Ozar vel Isamar bonav hanisarim," the leftover children, kechua samincha. So it sounds like nisarim, they were supposed to be killed, really. El she'omad lahem schus aviyim, but the schus of Aaron HaKohen was schus for them, and they didn't die. The two didn't die. That's what our Gemara says. Masha asks that the pasuk says in Parashat Veschanan, I think it is, that the spal beisahi that Moshe Rabbeinu daven special to save those two children. So it doesn't sound like it was schus aviyim. That's what Masha asks from other Gemaras and from Rashi and other places that says this. So the Mefarshim answer that the tefillah was, B'schus Aaron, let's save the other two children.
Really wrong.
So you're asking, another view, did something wrong that brought the Eish Zara. The real einish from Aaron, like we know, there's something called Din V'Cheshbon. Even though another view did something wrong, they wouldn't have died if Aaron didn't deserve it. They had to do it because of the eagle. The real reason that the Aaron lost his children, it's Mavuri in that pasuk was a spal basically, that because of the eagle, he deserved the einish, all four of his children were going to die. The schus of Aaron saved those two children, Lamaisa. At the end of the day, that saved those two children. But it would have been Asa Egel. That would be the reason they died. Oilem Rishom, Loi Dain Shemichai Matzman, El Shemichai Matzev Kaladaris, Rishom, because of their Averis, their children and grandchildren will suffer from that. What's an example to that? Hari Bonhoyle Kanan. Kanan had a lot of Enoklach, a lot of grandchildren, children, grandchildren, great grandchildren. Shiruin Lisomach, Katavi Avdishel Rangamil. There are a lot of them, a lot of his great grandchildren. There were a lot of them over the years that were choshev enough that they get smicha. One of the examples are Tavi Avdishel Rangamil. Ella Shechoybis Avim Garmlam. But the Choyba of the father was Garm that he can never get smicha. And Dr. Mashal explains, really, our Einish of a Rasha only goes to four Dairis. This is much more than four Dairis. Teretz says it wasn't Einish. It was because he got a klala that he's a Eved La'avadim, and there's no Yichus there. And because of that, because Canaan did this Avera, and they got this curse that they are Avadim, therefore, and there's no good Yichus there, and therefore Tevi cannot get Smicha. They happened to ask some of the Acharonim, what about the Eliezer? Could have brought an example of Eliezer, Eved Avram. He was a big tzaddik also. You know, Doyle Mashke, Tyrus Rabban. So he could have said Eliezer, but they say Dafka after one, the example of someone after Matan Tyra, Kabbalah. Kol Mazake as a Rabbim, Ein Chayt Ba Yodah. Anyone who's Mazake the Rabbim, Hashem tries to, he protects you, protects the person who's a tzaddik and Mazake as a Rabbim, that no Chayt should happen to him, that he should cause him to go into Gehenim. And the opposite is true also. B'chol machti es harabim, they take out the word kamat. B'chol machti es harabim, ain't my speaking of the last tshuva. Anyone who's machti es harabim, Hashem makes it a little harder for him to do tshuva. It doesn't make it easy for him to do tshuva. What's the reason? Kol mazak es harabim, ain't chet bala yadoy. Anyone's mazak the rabim, which means he is mazak the rabim to do mitzvahs, and whatever, all those things. He sets up, he makes shiurim, he makes people do mitzvahs, so he also won't get a chet. Why? My timer. He should be a Gan Eden. The Talmid of Gan Eden, all the people he set up should be a Gan Eden. It doesn't pass that the person who created the whole all the mitzvahs and helped all the mitzvahs be done and all the Torah be learned, that he should be in Gan Eden, they should be in Gan Eden. Therefore, Hashem tries to make that no chait happens to him. Shneim says in the pasuk, "Ki lo yisazav nafshi l'shoel isinichas dach l'reshachas." Hashem will not allow the nefesh to go down l'sha'ol l'gehenim, he won't let his chassidim l'ra shachas to see Gehenim. Chol machti es rabim, and we're speaking l'yad l'as tshuva, anyone who's machti es rabim, we don't give him a chance to do tshuva. Shelo yehu b'gan eidim at tamidim v'gehenim. So he shouldn't be gan eidim, and those tamidim, he caused all those people to have areas to Gehenim. Shenema adam oshuk v'dam nefesh ad bar yonis, he'll fall towards a bar, ah yismichu b'vay, don't hold on to him. That means we're not going to hold on to him. Avada, a Rosh could do tshuva, no shayla about it. Just, we're not going to make it easy for him. We're not going to help him out because this is a Rosh. He's a machti, he's a rabbi. We're not going to help him do tshuva. So, the Gemara writes, Zed HaMishto, someone says, Echtov Oshav, Echtov Oshav, I'll do Avera, I'll do tshuva, I'll do Avera, do tshuva. The halacha is, it's not, they may speak of your last tshuva. That's what the Mishnah says. We don't give him a chance to do tshuva. What does that mean? Lomali Lameima, Echtov Oshav, Echtov Oshav. Why does it say it two times? Trey Zimni. Just say one time. A guy says, I'm going to do Aveira and I'll do tshuva. Am I speaking? Why two times? So, I'm a rab. Someone does Aveira and does it again. It becomes mutter to him. Bring more hutterloi. Is it mutter to him? Elanas is like a hetter. It's like a hetter. So, it sounds like from the Gemara that what the Gemara is saying is, if someone says, Echtav Osh, Echtav Osh, you know why Am I speaking the last tshuva? Because he did that Aveira twice. If you do Aveira twice, it's not like a hetter. So, the Shaila is, why does it say Vashav then? Why did I say Va'ashuv? So the Sfasama says, they were saying a chiddush, that even though he said I'm going to do tshuva, and really, he meant to do tshuva really, he wanted to do tshuva. Still, if he does the Aveira twice, then Nasa like a heter. Nasa like a heter, and therefore, that's harder. Ema speaking beyond the last is tshuva. Obviously it means someone does it on purpose. Then if he does the Aveira twice on purpose, and he knows the Aveira does it on purpose, then Ema speaking beyond the last is tshuva. The next part of the Mishnah says, "Echtov yom kippur mechaper, ein yom kippur mechaper." If someone says, "I'll do aveira yom kippur mechaper, ein yom kippur mechaper," so what I want to say, maybe it's not like Rebbe. We had a machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanim before if yom kippur needs tshuva or not. So what I want to say like this: if yom kippur needs tshuva, I understand it doesn't work. But if yom kippur works by itself, what's wrong? Yom kippur works by itself. That's Mar's kasha. Leimah missing like a Rebbe. The Tanya says in the Brisa, Rebbe Eimer, I call aveira shiver Torah, ben osu tshuva, ben lo osu tshuva, yom kippur mechaper. That Yom Kippur is mechaper, even when you're not doing tshuva. So why here? What's wrong with saying that Yom Kippur is mechaper? Tomorrow, no. Phil Tamer Rebbe, Yimfi Rebbe, Agav Shani. If you say that I'm doing a very Yom Kippur mechaper, that's worse. Rashi says, "Ma'achash alavu soymech lachta in mechapa." You can't be soymech on that. Avad the kippur works by itself, but you can't be do avera and be soymech in kippur. That's lahachas already, and that is not going to work. And the Mishnah says, "Vayta the averus melach l'makayim you can do tshuva on, but averus melach averi you have to be mefayis your friend. You have to mefayis means you have to go ask forgiveness and apologize to your friend in order to mechapa the averus that you do between you and your friend." You're telling me that being asking Hashem for forgiveness is not enough? But it says in the pasuk like this: if a person does a avera to his friend, he doesn't wrong to his friend. He'll daven to Hashem and it'll be answered. So it sounds like davening to Hashem is enough. Or no, my elikim means a dina. It means you go to the bezdin. If you have an argument with your friend, you go to the bezdin. Yochim is safer. It says at the end of the pasuk, "Vim Hashem." But if you are not in talking terms with Hashem, Yechdish, you're with Hashem, you're doing averus. Mi yispaloi, who's in the daven for you? Which pasuk that means that if you're not, you have no relationship with Hashem, you're not going to daven to Hashem. But that's shver. If it means a dayin, so go to Bezdin also, and they'll tell you Hashem has a bunch of batidinim to take care, a bunch of dayanim to take care of you. If mispala means a dayan, so Hashem has ways to be shayfit you, to pay back. So what does it mean mispala? So Moses says like this. This is really the pasuk. How come? Im yechta ishlish ufiloi. If someone does something wrong, he wrongs his friend and he fires him ufiloi alakim yimchal. But if someone does something wrong with Hashem, who's going to help you? Tshuva and Ma'aseh Tovim. That's the only thing that will help you.